The following is a Majibur fan base opinion. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GC, and Dragon Ball Super Home by Fujin Animation, Toei Animation, Fuji TV, and Akatoyama. Please support the official release. Because you just, bro, first off, you just killed Goku and Gohan and everybody. Like, Zeno just wiped out a whole generation of love, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you erased the whole timeline. Not even just the universe. You erased everything that ever existed in that time.
Yeah.
You're a little monster.
Yep. It's literally nothingness in there. You're just floating there anyways. It seemed like you were just willing to float there forever.
Mindless child.
Ugh.
But yeah, so it's what it is. They live peacefully for what we know. And it is what it is, Mike. Now, you mentioned something earlier. Do you remember?
It was about the androids. It was when we were on the topic of the androids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, would the androids eventually stop terrorizing humans in the future? Because they got bored. And Trunks timeline.
Nah. I think they'll just kill till there's no humans left. And then at that point, like, Cell will just devour them. Then after Cell devours them, they'll become perfect Cell, and he will just go in space and destroy things.
Yes.
Destroy. I don't know if he would destroy the Earth.
Would he destroy? I don't think he, like.
No. He's definitely going around destroying things. But it's like, is he just destroying the Earth straight up? Like, is he on some Beerus level with it? I don't think so. But I think he is flying around and wanting to test his new powers, for sure. He'll fly around and want to test his new powers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always wondered, I always got the impression that Android 17 and 18 could have destroyed, killed. Huh.
They were cynical, bro. They were having their fun killing all the humans.
Okay. And I'm thinking, like, okay, you let a few live to let them rebuild. Because you give them enough time to be rebuilding the city and stuff. Because I remember there was a point in time where they were, like, we just seen them. Like, the androids were known to destroy things. And we would still see people going about their day, travel, going through, like, amusement parks and everything.
I mean, to be fair, if we can, like, there's billions of people on Earth, bro. And the way that they're going about destroying them slowly and all that, I can see how for years you have plenty of entertainment. And it's not like it's the same city every single time. It's always like a different city announced that they're now terrorizing or whatever. So it's like, you got to think, bro. A city as huge as New York, the way that they're just walking, destroying every little building. Sometimes 17 taking out his gun to go down and shoot little whatever. Like, like there's so much. I can see how it would take you down. Where you wouldn't be done, if that's what you're trying to go with. I could see that. In 10 years, Mike. In 10 years, if you're walking, you can't walk everywhere on Earth.
Nah, but walking is crazy.
It is, but I mean, it's what they're doing.
Like, they're flying, bro.
I mean, they're flying sometimes, but Mike, they're literally walking in the street and pointing their finger at stores and blowing things up and walking around. Literally getting on amusement park rides, doing the rides, getting off and then killing the people who just helped them do the ride and all that. Like, they're taking their time, really. And this is a whole Earth we're talking about. Like, there's billions of people, so many different cities and all that. Just think of our world, like, which it's compared to. It's like, bro, they have plenty of time. And they were doing it. Chilling.
I think they'd be doing the same Gohan thing.
The Gohan thing. I mean,
like, for example, yeah. Like, yeah, not killing, not basically.
I mean, bro, they're strong enough to destroy
you to bring up death. Yeah. But nah, fine. Like, you're playing with your food.
Clearly,
you're playing with your food.
Clearly, you are, because I mean, you could destroy the whole. Yeah, you could do what Frieza did, just one tap the planet. But you're not. You're riding on rides and stuff. You're enjoying yourself. You're not going around just shooting blasts and destroying cities at a time like 19 and 20 was, or even Cell or whatever. We never seen them literally take a hand. It's like, okay, the whole thing gets white. Besides, like, I think that one time they put their hand up and did some flashbang thing. But at the same time, it's like, you're doing that sparingly. You're not being as destructive as you can, clearly, because you're having fun. You're taking your slow, torture, cynical route to the point where from when Trunks was a kid all the way up until the end of the Cell Saga, there's still humans for you to kill. And I refuse to believe the Andrews will take days where they're not killing people. They're like sitting around. Because for to wait for someone to rebuild, that takes years to do. That's literally saying that for years the Andrews didn't kill people. And then they killed people after like 6 years or something. Rebuilding is something that happens overnight. That's going to take a long time. So I don't think there was any rebuilding. I just think you're switching cities and you're taking your time. And as big as cities be, and as big as the earth is, I mean, you have plenty of cities you can keep going to. But rebuilding is like crazy. That takes way too long. They're murderers. Every day is something. You see in the future Trumps, whatever. Every day on the news, they're doing this now. Now they're here, now they're there. They're quite active. Quite active. So no.
No.
They're either beating Cell because Cell was too weak and couldn't sense it, or Cell's absorbing them and then Perfect Cell's flying off into the sunset.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Pretty much. That, though, wasn't actually... It was something else you said that was interesting before that. Well, we were still on the subject of the whole this whole new timeline and all that we were talking about that would happen. You said something that was like...
Oh, why didn't they use the Dragon Balls to just wish the car virus away?
Yeah, yeah, that one. Okay.
And I thought about it. I'm like... The heart virus, the for the future one, it came out of nowhere. But I don't know how quick it took effect on Goku, though. Like, I don't know if it was, like, the second you got it, you died, or was it, like, a continuous process, like, how we seen it in our timeline? Where he's screaming, having, like, Android 17 and kaiju-sized your own nightmares.
I don't know about the nightmares, but I do think that it was probably similar to our timeline one. Because I have no reason to believe it was different, really. It's like you died in the bed. People would have to put you in the bed first, and you'd have to be suffering because Goku's not just in the bed and you just die in your sleep. It wasn't implied. Right. I would think it's the same. Sure. Yeah, it's the same. Only thing that really saved Goku was that medicine. If he didn't have that medicine, then all that screaming and torture you're going through, you probably would have just died already. That torture was like probably working through the pain.
Yikes.
Because the way Trunks described it, Goku died before the androids even appeared. Like the wasn't too long after that he died that the androids appeared, but it's like Goku dies first, so yeah.
That must be crazy, friend. It's like damn. So yeah. It's like they definitely could have enough time to gather the Dragon Balls and wish that demon away.
Yeah, now, even though we went on a whole timeline as to why killing Dr. Gerard could have, because I believe that's where we were going with it, kind of, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's
why? Things, though. Like, because the first thing is, we don't know when Dr. Gerard turned himself into an android. So it's like, if they stumble upon Android 20, he's wiping them out easy. Because 20 is like where 20 is. And I don't think Yardrat Super Saiyan Goku is stronger than Android 20. I think you need to put in some of that training work first. Unless you do. Then we can like talk about that.
No. That one is still a mystery to me. But let's go with this. Okay, the scenario that he is already an Android 20. He just puts his hands out and evaporates him.
Who?
Because you said Dr. Gerard is already an android. He pretty much beats them.
Yeah. So they're trying to go run and find him and let's stop him. And he just beats them all. Yeah. So that would be bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It would.
That's the thing. The other thing is we didn't account for Cell being there. If Cell made him and he was in production, which is a good chance he was because Cell has Frieza cells. And the only way you would get that is if you were being produced around the time Frieza was alive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know no space stuff. You only know Earth stuff. So it would be Mecha Frieza. And it's like, if that's the case, Cell would emerge and start absorbing humans and all that. And
Oh my goodness, Cell is such a demon.
It's an interesting thing. do you think that, how do you think that goes, really?
Where Cell wakes up, goes around absorbing people. Humans.
Just like basically the same thing with the whole Piccolo thing. And then Piccolo encounters him. But instead of Piccolo, it will probably be like the Z Fighters. You can include or not include Vegeta, but I don't see why he wouldn't be included.
I think Vegeta will be intrigued by the fact that he's sensing his own energy from Cell, so he'll probably be curious enough to check. But knowing Cell, especially that imperfect Cell, how sleazy he is and sneaky with it, man, I think he'll do the same thing he did to
that one future.
Not even Solar Flare thing, but like that, what he did against Piccolo when Piccolo fought 17 and versus Trunks. Like, you sneak, like, because he pretty much, like, one-shotted Trunks. Like, you got your neck snapped easily. And I don't know why that Trunks didn't go Super Saiyan. That's insane.
Yeah, he's just running at him with the sword and all that. Maybe Trunks doesn't know Super Saiyan that time.
That's crazy because that would imply that Gohan's alive.
Or he just never went Super Saiyan because of it.
Yeah, the timeline is screwing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. That was weird that you didn't go Super Saiyan. Maybe you didn't feel like you had to. But with that, there's no time.
You saw how scared he looked? Like, you didn't feel the need to go Super Saiyan? No, he had fear in his eyes as he was running towards him.
I just literally, I don't know. My only thing is you don't have it. That would be my only thing. Because that was weird. But, I mean, okay, sure. But what, like... His whole thing is looking for the angels because this is that same cell, right?
Yeah, this is the cell that we know. Okay, so yeah, it would be the sneaky one. Yeah, the one who's willing to stay back, get strong, make sure he's strong enough to deal with certain demons.
Yeah, but first he needs to be made aware that there are demons that need to be dealt with because he's absorbing humans, and then Piccolo interrupts him, and then they realize that he's below Piccolo, and possibly below that Vegeta also. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I need to go get stronger. But first, you need to be told that because from your indications, you would be stronger than everybody. You have no reason to believe that you're weaker than anyone.
True.
So it's like I'm saying when he's doing his absorbing thing and they encounter him, how do you think that's going to go? The Z Fighters.
Well, like, okay.
Goku, Vegeta, Tien, Piccolo, everybody's right there.
The Z Fighters, I wonder, would the Kami Piccolo thing even be a thing in the first place? Because Kami Piccolo surprised Cell. And Cell was expecting himself to beat them already. So they weren't being forced to... they got rid of Dr. Gero and went about their day. They weren't doing the insane prepping time and all that for all that. You're just growing as you naturally would in Trunks' timeline. And Cell was prepared for that. Those version. So I think...
Because he was like not engaging with Vegeta as if he felt like he couldn't take him.
I mean, everybody's stronger than he expected over there.
Everybody is stronger than they expected, but it's like you should still be able to sense Vegeta's power level. And if he wasn't strong enough to whatever, I don't see why you would be in fear factor mode of him. Because maybe Piccolo will come out the woodworks, but that one's contentious. It's like, you just chose not to engage. At the end of the day, that's what we know. You could have and you chose not to, right? Mm-hmm. Piccolo would be stronger there, yeah, and he has the Kami thing. And Piccolo wouldn't have it here. But the advantage here would be, first off, like, there's Goku and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be some alone thing. It wouldn't be Piccolo finding him alone and doing all that. Like, this would be sensed and known by everyone. Because everyone is distracted, essentially. Like, Vegeta's caught up in his home pride. Trunks is, like, with Krillin and them trying to, like, escort Goku and make him go somewhere else. And so was Gohan. Gohan's with certain things. Like, they're all doing something where they would not be worried or knowing what's going on. And then once they started catching on to it, they started to do it as they did and all that. But Piccolo is the only one who's just doing his thing, and he's watching Cell, and he knows where things are going on. Kami telling him certain things. He's in tune. But in this scenario, everybody wouldn't be focused on trying to do this or that. They would just be doing their thing, and it's now about, do you sense the life being faded away in the cities and all that? What is this thing that we're sensing? What's going on here and all that? It would just be that. So I would assume it wouldn't be a solo Piccolo thing. If anything, first it could be a Goku thing, and then they eventually, like, you know, catch up with him or whatever. But this is more of a Z Fighters versus Cell. Now, individually, he might be able to pick certain things apart, but this is like a group effort, I would think. You know? It will be a gathering of sorts.
Mm.
What's happening here and all that?
And a gathering?
Vegeta still has Super Saiyan in the anime version of these things. So it would still be a Super Saiyan Vegeta, Super Saiyan Goku. You could argue he may not be as strong as the one that knew about the androids, but honestly, I don't know, because I feel like his motivation was more based off of Goku rather than the androids anyways. Like, you want to be a Super Saiyan, so you're going to push yourself and do everything you can to be a Super Saiyan regardless. So I'm kind of contentious about that. I don't know if Vegeta would be weaker, really.
Push him to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, he would still want to.
Yeah, he still want to, but it's like,
because it wasn't the androids that was ever driving you.
True.
It was never the whole catch up with Goku thing. The Trunks is a Super Saiyan, you're a Super Saiyan, catch up thing. That was what was driving him. He even, like, when he showed up, he, like, treated the androids like a joke. Like, after this, you're next. Like, it's really about you, but we'll deal with this little android thing and then we'll move on. But, I mean, that was not his main motivator. So, you could still argue he was stronger based off little things, but I feel like there's argument to say that he might be the same strength. And the manga is different, though. In the manga, it's, like, clearly you don't have Super Saiyan, so, yeah, not the same type of thing. But anime one, you had Super Saiyan in the anime one. So I have no reason to believe, at least anime, that you wouldn't push yourself in the same way. I personally don't. I have no reason. So not to say they'd be even, but I mean, I feel like they could be relative. And it will also be a Super Saiyan Goku. You got the gang.
Yeah, in there. Yeah.
Do you think Cell can, like, Cell games them?
Nah, another time. Not like the first time he just shows up out of nowhere after he, you know, took out a couple of towns. You hear me? I felt like I was lagging.
Nah, bro, I hear you talking. Go ahead.
Oh, it's the music then. Anyways, sound crazy in my ears.
The music does?
Yeah, I don't know if it's my headphones or not. Better? I think it's, you know, you sound fine. The music just sound crazy. I'm just going to ignore it. No, I don't. It depends. Tommy Fuse Piccolo, do you think would happen?
Nah, I don't.
No Tommy Fuse Piccolo?
Nah, but I feel like Tommy Piccolo was, like, way above so rather than.
Yeah. He was able to be caught off guard by him, for God's sake.
And it's like you start sensing Piccolo's power and you feel the need to run. Like, oh, I can't deal with this. This is too much.
Uh-huh. It's like, yeah, because Cell is like, look, he doesn't want, like, a close battle. You, this is where the Frieza and you comes into play. Like, you don't want, like.
Close, I'm pretty sure Piccolo was head and shoulders above Cell.
Yeah, head and shoulders above Cell, but Cell was able to, like. Look, I guess Cell was planning this play into play where he was able to catch Piccolo off guard and absorb some energy from him.
Yeah. But Piccolo was suppressing himself because he was trying to get information. And then when Piccolo's power is revealed, this, like, inherently scares you and you run off to try and get stronger. And you don't come back until you're as strong as you are, probably to scale to the Piccolo you sensed. Because you can't sense the android. Piccolo is your only gauge besides, like, a Vegeta or something. So it's like you fought Piccolo, then you went to get as strong as you got and only came back when you felt like you would be stronger than Piccolo. And look how strong he was. That's what you felt like you needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Piccolo clearly had to have been very much so strong. Now, how strong was Cell is, I feel like, the question. Was he stronger than our theoretical Z Fighters all right here? And can he sell games, though? And if not...
I didn't they mention the fact that, like, they were all very surprised by his power. Like, okay.
It seemed like they was more surprised by the fact that they could sense everybody and all that. Like, what is, like, Goku? I'm sensing you. I'm sensing Piccolo. I'm sensing Vegeta. I'm sensing all these people, whatever. But less about the strength and just more about the weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, I think Cell would probably be stronger than them all individually. Besides, arguably, possibly Vegeta. I don't know. But regardless, it wouldn't be, he wouldn't fight them on some 1v1 type of nonsense.
Nah.
We're looking at you, we're like, yo, what's going on? Unless it's like,
I definitely said, cool, man.
Let's fight, you know, whatever. And then they fight, and then, I mean, I guess you could get crazy with it, but I'm not, you know. What's up? Talk. What you got for me?
Now I was gonna be like, okay, that cell. It goes back to that Trunks timeline thing, yo. Like, come on. Cause you made quick work of that Trunks. Quick.
He did, but I mean, that wouldn't, I mean, yeah, you made quick work of that Trunks. You did. But would Trunks be stronger than that Vegeta? That Super Saiyan Vegeta that got killed by the androids, would Trunks be stronger than him? I don't know.
Damn. Like, oh, that's strong. They're weaker than 17 and 18. You know, I don't think he was that strong, like strong enough for them to like do the insane 1v1. I mean, not insane 1v1, but insane getting jumped. Like, if Vegeta, Goku, Piccolo jumped him, I think they could have done something.
Yeah, that's yeah. Also, bro, this is base Trunks. Base Trunks shouldn't be nothing crazy anyways. It'd be different if he one shot a Super Saiyan Trunks like that. But this is base Trunks we're trying to compare to, like, Super Saiyan Vegeta, Super Saiyan Goku. I don't believe base Trunks is up there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he one shot at base Trunks, mind you. Nothing too crazy. Realistically, he'd probably do a solar flare dance.
And escape.
Then try to escape. And you absorb more humans, and then...
It's the hello boys, room for one more later somewhere.
You absorb them, and then you're like, yeah, so what's up now?
Yeah, make a love. But let's tussle back again.
Uh-huh. But they lose still. Our cell still loses, because it's like, well, the minute Goku sees trouble, he's just instant transmissioning people to the lookout. We're going to do our little training thing.
It's like, okay. It's like,
it's like you just don't win. As long as Goku's alive, you don't win. Goku dying in the future Trunks timeline was the worst thing that could have happened. That's the reason everything is hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Goku brings them to that sweet time chamber. That sweet, sweet time chamber. And everything goes right. But, yeah. So, peace with Cell is there or not.
The scenario where Doctor's World makes Cell roams for a bit, but then gets killed later. Because, you know, Super Vegeta's coming out swinging.
Yeah. It's like they'll kill the Cell from the future, and then the Cell that pops up later, who was supposed to pop up, you just get wiped out. Because they're just too strong at this point.
Alright.
Yeah. Now, why they didn't wish the heart virus away? Good question. But could they even do them?
Oh, you think the heart virus is beyond Shenron's power?
I think there's a chance that it could be. It's possible.
What, because Goku is the victim? Or you think the virus has just... itself is just too much for Shenron?
Yeah, it could just be too much.
Why so? Because it's like they just didn't have the right medicine for it.
You didn't have the right medicine to cure the specific virus, but the virus was okay. There's things we do know and things we don't know. What we do know is that this virus was strong enough to kill Goku, and no amount of sensu beans or anything like that would have been able to help. And we know for a fact that Goku turning Super Saiyan actually made the heart virus worse.
Yeah. multiplies the S cells or whatever.
Or whatever. We can make our own headcanon as to why it would make it worse. But we just know that it made it worse regardless. And you, I mean, the virus is strong enough to kill Goku, so I don't know. The only thing that would make sense to why you could wish it away is because people would be, you'd be under the belief that it's a virus that's like nothing serious. Goku just has certain symptoms to him where it was very effective on Goku, and for whatever reason, only Goku got it and it killed him. So if you put it in like our regular terms, you Shenron should be able to do away with it, because it should just be, oh yeah, it's just a sickness thing, whatever, get rid of it. But you know, some people speculate it's from Yardrat. Some people speculate that Dr. Jerome made it in some type of way, whatever. There's a lot of speculations with it. The Dr. Jerome one is based off the fact that in the present timelines, like, Goku didn't start getting symptoms until after the androids arrived. That's where that one derives from. But I mean, I guess he could. But, you know, I guess, it, you know, they didn't do it because it goes back to the same thing with the whole Jerome thing. You just want to do it your way.
Mm-hmm. But I think they could have.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Like.
But that is. I'm trying to think of other things. Like, this virus was so strong it was able to kill Goku, despite how crazy his immune system or certain things would be. And besides this, we haven't really seen Goku just get sick or anything happen to him. Even if we go to Super, it's even stated that, like, you don't, like, you never get sick and all that. So what's going on? This was like after the tournament and Goku's energy was acting all crazy, whatever. But besides that, if you go back, it's just like, okay, you know, Saiyans, you're genetically built in a way where you're resilient to a lot of things. So for this to be strong enough to kill you, it has to be something that's strong. Because that's the whole thing with the virus. It's like, if the virus is stronger than your immune system or whatever the case may be, or it's so foreign to the point where you know, but it's like a strength thing at the end of the day. It's a strength thing. It was strong enough to kill whatever immune system you got going on. And I have good reason to believe Goku has an insane one. So it's like, for that to be able to kill you, it got to be something crazy. That's not your average, like, virus. This is like, all right, it's killed you and there was nothing you could do. Couldn't fight it off in no type of way. You just, yeah, dead.
I mean, was he gonna punch it away or something? It's not like even this.
Punching it away, bro. It's like your immune system. You're talking about aliens with, like, they have humanoid features, but bro, they're not like humans. Like, Goku can consume, like, if you looked at a plate, like, if you looked at a table and looked at everything Goku ate, and you did some crazy scaling where you add up all the calories, certain things would be whatever. This is not a normal body you're dealing with. You know, like, immune systems are different, varying with creatures and things of that nature. Just because he looks like a human doesn't mean he would have, like, an immune system like that me and you have. It should be much, much stronger. So the fact that he was able to die to this virus because of that, or despite that, makes me question how strong this virus really is. And if that's it would just be in Shenron's powers, he would make it go away.
That's funny, but
it's fact.
True, it's like enough to affect him, but it's like this.
Like, how good is Goku's immune system?
It's like good enough on Earth, but space was a new territory for you.
Space was crazy, but space would be okay. For example, your immune system versus a bear's. You guys are gonna both die in space, but space at this point is like, you can consider that like the, consider space to be the end all be all. You go to space, you die, sure. Because the way that you're built, whatever, you cannot survive the vacuum of space. Fine. But what do that got to do with, like, what do that got to do with anything, really? I don't got nothing to do with an immune system. You're just not made. You're not even made in the way where you can survive there. Your body just doesn't function in that way. But that has nothing to do with an immune system. Because you're talking about a virus. Say, like, okay, virus. And all that. Strong enough to kill
too much him. Credit to the virus.
I mean,
too much credit.
Him. Too much credit.
Yeah, cut him. Cut him. It's not like what? It's not a normal person, but it's like,
no. Go, well, all right, put it like this: Goku has been in places where he should have froze to death, or places like the core of Namek where you should burn and certain things like that before you even became a Super Saiyan, and you had no effect on you. You know what? I'll just stick to the cold one. Fine, the fire one, whatever. You should have got like what's that called? Leukemia or something.
Okay.
Is that the right thing?
For sure. Yeah.
No, pneumonia. That's what I meant.
Pneumonia. Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, you're in places where these crazy things should happen to you, and it doesn't. But this virus is able to kill you. It's like, wow.
It's like the virus thing. Okay. It just.
I think you're downplaying.
What makes it tricky? It's like, man, if you are, you'll see that one scene in JJK, but it's like this. It's like this one thing where the virus. It's damn near seemed like a symbiotic thing that kind of feeds off his like energy in a way. Because you said that when you turn Super Saiyan, it made it worse. Like, whenever your energy rose, it made it worse. I don't know, it's like
being a cocky demon.
But the fact that when he took the Senzu Bean, which, you know, restores all your energy, it gives you a full energy, all that, it actually made him scream even more. Goku was like tugging at his heart, like, whoa, this became even worse.
Not right after that, I can't say, because I have that fight with 19 memorizing my head completely. He took the Senzu Bean and then he went on to fight him. And then later on in the fight, then he starts grabbing the heart and all that. But that could be argued the Super Saiyan did it, or just the fact that it's getting worse as it goes on, anyways. There's no validity behind it besides headcanon of what you can talk about in the real world. Why turning Super Saiyan would make a virus worse theoretically. But there's nothing inverse that actually proves him turning Super Saiyan made it worse. It was banter. It was banter at most. Just Vegeta banter. Because you're not no expert or nothing. You're just talking. So whatever with that comment. It was getting worse regardless, though, because, I mean, the virus is taking over. You're about to die, but you take your medicine, and then you're able to live. Because you're supposed to die already. It's like it's starting to catch up to you. This is the year that you die, so it's going to be quickly. It's not going to be slowly over time, and it's speeding up and all that. Maybe it made it worse. Maybe it didn't. But regardless, strong enough to kill you. I believe I already know what you're talking about with the JJK thing, but that's a whole different verse. I don't know how deeply you want to get into that one. I don't know how deep you want to get into that. But with this... It's like this. It's a virus and it has an antidote. Okay. We can consider it something that can be similar to like what we have in this world. What we consider viruses, what a virus even is. Right? Okay, cool. It was strong enough to kill Goku. I feel like, I don't know. It's not being looked into like this. Like, well, it's a virus, so sure, we're killing. But it's like, I mean, look at who you're talking about that is killing. Because these things be having to do a lot with your immune system, you know, your physical components and things like that. And Goku should be insane.
Yes, he should.
Like, I could go even to insane, like, it's not that insane, but like some filler stuff. Like, when he was like, since we're talking about the anime and all that, your filler, when Princess Snake was trying to eat you, she gave you like some crazy amount of something that was basically supposed to put, like, I think it was said to be a whale or something to sleep. Like, she was trying to like really rock him to sleep so she could like eat him and all that. And Goku was resilient to like that whole thing. Whatever crazy food, the poison, whatever you're trying to put in there, it ain't working. It's like, nah, I'm still good. What's going on? So it's like, look, you're talking about a virus. This must be one insane virus for it to kill Goku. You know,
and
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I admit that. I mean, yeah, it's a crazy virus for sure.
Like, but how strong is that virus?
That got taken out by medicine created by human, by the way, by human.
Same humans who create things that Shenron couldn't do, like send you back in time and do all this other stuff. Don't downplay Bulma, first off. Because first off, we don't even. You know what? I won't say Bulma created the medicine, whatever. But you talking about Well, let me see. Over 10 years in the future, medicine?
I mean, you think it took 10 years to develop, or they already had it, but it was too late?
I mean, it's one of those things where Trunks gives it to him, and it's some, look, It's like around the time that you died, it doesn't have it. But in my, like, there's no cure for this virus, but in my time, there is. So for Trunks to say my time, I would assume he's talking about his time right now. I wouldn't think that he just had it like a year later because that wasn't said and all that. I would have to just think that. Based off what I'm hearing Trunks say, it's implied that in your time, it's whatever. There wasn't one right now, but in my time there is. But regardless, it don't matter because humans have made things that Shenron wouldn't be able to do nothing with before, so it wouldn't be some surprise factor or anything. And without Dende, this ain't upgraded Shenron. This is OG Shenron. OG. What's up? What you about to say?
I was gonna say, like, yeah, no Dende, but like,
no Dende, old Shenron, whatever. And humans have made things that Shenron can't touch, regardless. So just because a human made it doesn't mean that I'm not like, oh well, it's a human. It's like, so what?
True, like he wasn't able to do stuff like make Android 17 and 18, like,
or you could make the Saiyans go away. Same Shenron, long time ago, weak Saiyans now. So yeah, it's still weak Shenron. I don't, whatever. Couldn't make the androids go away. I don't know. I don't think he's on some time nonsense personally, because that means it's beyond your power to do this. But you could send somebody back in time. I don't think so.
I'm not gonna even get into that bad right there.
I don't think so.
I don't think Shenron's willing to break that rule. They're not even, mortars aren't even supposed to mess with that anyways. But tell back to the virus thing. I'm just imagining like the whole virus symbol with a Super Saiyan symbol, or like aura around it. This is, and Shenron is just staring at it, sweating like he can't do nothing. Like,
I mean, look, the thought of a lot of things is crazy, but I'm just suggesting that it's like, I mean, look, a person's immune system can help fight off viruses and all that. It can also help prevent certain viruses. So this was a virus that, despite how good Goku's immune system would be, it was able to fight that off. And then Goku's, it's like, okay, the virus entered you and your immune system wasn't strong enough to prevent a virus like that from you know, having, and then to even beat it. Like, you just lost outright and it killed you. And it's like, man, the way that you would get around that is, you know, you would have to get into the virus thing a little more. Like, you would have to tell me something I don't know. Like, look, it don't matter how strong, whatever. This one right here would kill you regardless or something. That's okay. But until stuff like that, I mean, I know what I know. An immune system can help fight off viruses and all. That's a fact. So it's like, look, you couldn't do nothing. Flus and certain things of that nature are considered viruses as well. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get sick, certain things like that. Goku don't get sick. He'll be in crazy environments. No, you're not having no effect. Nothing like that. Nothing's happening to you. You're chilling. If we was on a planet with three suns, I'm sure that would do something to me.
Like the virus? Or...
Nah, just like, okay, for example, Goku is just a different type of entity. Like, Namek was on some many suns nonsense, wasn't it, or something crazy? Like, the atmosphere was weird. It was like no nighttime.
Yeah, there was, right? Like three suns or something.
And it's like Goku's just on a planet with three suns and things are acting cool. Like, if we was on a planet with three suns, Mike, I think stuff would start happening crazy. We're not just sitting there normal. I'm either gonna melt to death or it's like, some, what's going on here?
Yeah,
but Goku thugging it out, cool. He's just been in conditions where it's like, okay, you're not human in no sense of the word. So for this virus to really just kill you, it's like, man, this is some virus right there. It's some virus. It's so bad, people speculated it came from Yardra. And it's like, if that's the case, then I don't see Shenron doing anything with that. Nothing at all. Them Yardas are stronger than Kami, bro. We're not doing that, bro.
Yeah. They got something special with them, but...
Right. Yardra virus. Ew, I never even understood that whole thing, but... Nasty regardless.
Like the Ebola, not Ebola, but the whole... I'm not even going to mention it, yeah. The big 19 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you gotta give me something, my man. You gotta give me something, bro.
It's
strong. Come on.
It's not okay, because it's it's not even like a living sentience thing and all that. You're just simply removing something from a spot into another spot.
Uh huh. And it's like.
Not killing it, not like how they asked. Removing it? Now when Master Roshi asked, look, can you kill the Saiyans for us? And it's like, look, that's not within my power.
First off, Roshi.
I don't know who asked, but one of them. But I feel like Roshi, he definitely was in there. Can you get him? That's within my power. Okay, fair enough. Right. But you're simply removing something from a spot and from something else. You're not maybe you could make it cease to exist. I don't know, but you're simply removing it from Goku's body.
Can you remove the bomb?
Like how they removed the bomb that was meant to kill Android 17 and 18 from their chest or something like that. This thing is entirely. It's like, okay, this is a vulnerable spot. Simply remove it. Okay.
That one's interesting. So do I want to get in the crazy bag with you?
It's like, what are you going to pull out the hat this time, bro?
I might just let you have it this time. I won't argue it, but I'll mention it. This is the thing. First off, the virus would not be as easy to remove as the bomb, because this virus is literally becoming a part of your body. For you to remove this virus, I would think that it would remove other things, unless it could get very specific to what is being considered the virus and just take it out. Because he couldn't make them human. He couldn't change their biological structure anymore. Whatever alters Jiro made to them to make them android or artificial human, he couldn't get rid of that. He could only remove a bomb, which is a physical thing in a certain compartment, as seen by 16. He just took that out, which is okay, that can make sense. That seems an easy thing to take out, but something that becomes part of your biological structure, I don't know if he'd be able to remove that. Once the virus is spreading and it's all within the Goku thing, maybe preemptively, but it's when did Goku start getting the virus thing? When Trunks mentioned him later on? Did it change because of the whole future thing? I don't know. But it's fine. I would drop it. Make it go away. Wish it away.
You got another? I'm out of it. I got one more, but I'll save it for a log or something.
Well, I'm thinking the idea you said earlier with the whole double thing. So I think this will do. So
Break Lee.
That's episode 9 and things of that nature. Good.
And yeah.
Yeah. So I was going on to say that Gohan can be better at being able to trigger it, which would make him a better fighter than Trunks. It will start going into bags like that. But regardless of regardless of that aspect of what needs to trigger it and what situations you put in it, because either way, it's either going to look two ways. It's either Gohan's trash with it because you need these very specific conditions, or you are able to put yourself in these very specific conditions and you're cool. So it's you got to take one or two paths. When you get into the Beast one, it's I'm not going to say nothing with that, because once again, I'm playing devil's advocate to the Trunks situation, but my true opinions are unknown and all that as of right now. But when you get to the Beast one, I have nothing to say, because I don't have any Trunks scaling anymore to compare it to. It's I run out, basically. It's okay. Besides the fact that, Super Saiyan Kid Trunks is doing nice things against that Super Saiyan Gohan. But it's Goten's there, so it's hard to separate his individuality like that. So I will give up at that point.
Teamwork makes a dream work, so.
Yeah, you feel me? I'll give up at that point. But just referencing what we've seen in the same saga of things, in Super, regardless of what you're able to do and how you're able to trigger it, at the end of the day, you were not able to trigger more power than Trunks was and all that.
from their the time in Super.
Yeah.
At least just anime.
That's like, yeah, probably want to stick to the anime because in the manga.
Yeah, anime, manga is not fair.
Yeah, it would be worse for Gohan in the manga. But it's like the anime. I mean, yeah, like. Now, the biggest thing I would be like, on is the whole time thing. Because it took longer for Trunks to do that Super Saiyan Rage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. That's why we have to revisit certain things, because first off, I'm pretty sure Trunks already surpassed them in certain instances when they even first fought Goku Blood. Really. But it's some rewatching that will have to be done. Because there'll be scenes where it's like, okay, he gets taken out. This, and this happens. But Trunks is able to fight against the same person who just took you out. Better. And then all that. So it's kind of like, you know, but. You know, I've done all I can do and all that.
True.
I've done all I can do.
I remember this is a battle hardened Trunks as well.
Battle hardened in what sense?
Like the fact that he was always in constant survival mode.
Yeah, he was. He was. You know, though. You know, it's like. Yeah, he was. He was. He was always in that. Yeah, he was. Gohan, yeah, his record was. I mean, Gohan was in. He was. It's weird, the game that you play. Because you'll see people who. Like, again, bro, the Tournament of Power was a very good example of evolving and getting stronger during the tournament, and I felt like Gohan really didn't, like, move. So it's like one of those things, things, which is just like, I mean, okay. Do we give points for that, or do we take points away from that? But, I mean, I get it. Whenever it was life or death, I'm trying to think. Whenever it was life or death, did Gohan come through?
Not generally, yet. It's because he was surrounded by people already stronger than him. So it's like Gohan is one of those. First off, he doesn't even like to fight.
Yeah.
So it's like if he doesn't have to fight, he will not fight whatsoever, bro. He will not be he won't do it. It's like it's when everybody else is down and things fall into him. That's when he always pulls through.
Okay. So what about Kid Trunks? Still Trunks?
Yeah.
What about Kid Trunks?
I think Kid Trunks has more potential than Gohan.
Well, I can.
I mean, he came out that gate like what? I'm not gonna say come out the Womb Planet Final Form Frieza level, but
damn near. He came out swinging, so it's like this. Look. Okay, literally. Okay, you got it. We can conclude with that one right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to hear that Vegeta topic you had, like cooking.
Oh, I had future Gohan versus first time Vegeta. Basically, Vegeta that fought Angel with 19.
Okay.
Or 18. Sure. We'll go with 8.
Future Gohan.
Super Saiyan future Gohan. Yep.
Yeah. Anime or manga?
Anime. Manga, I don't know what's good too much. That one.
All right.
And
I'm giving it to Vegeta, bro.
Giving it to Vegeta?
I'm giving it to Vegeta.
Damn.
It's like, you got who what you got going?
I was gonna go with the Vegeta bag, but it would play devil's advocate with the Gohan one.
All right, let's hear the advocate. You know what? Nah, I'll let you have Vegeta. I'll play devil's advocate instead.
Okay,
cool. Vegeta beats 19. Trunks is like, okay. Trunks doesn't consider 19 and 20 a threat.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. He doesn't consider them a threat. Mm-hmm. After he fights Android 17 and 18, he himself is astonished that they are stronger. However, I will argue that Trunks' gauge of them being stronger isn't very good, because the last time Trunks fought them, to our recollection, he was getting destroyed and they were toying with him. So if he was, and he never seen 17 and 18 like kill Gohan, you didn't see that. So your best gauge of how strong the androids are based off of them toying with you and you escaping that somehow or whatever. I don't know if they let you live, whatever. That's your judge of the android. So when you fight these androids that are actually trying to like whoop you, I mean, they're still holding back, but it's the fact that they really, like, they're slamming you on the head, like 17 slamming you on the head, 18 throwing you into things. They weren't even doing that when you fought them in the whole history of Trunks thing. So for you to think, for you to use that as your scale, I feel like your perception may be a bit faulty. Whereas, regardless of what you say, in the future, like, Gohan is throwing hands with both of them. And when it was an individual fight on one of those occasions, he was, like, launching 17 and all that. 18 had to come in and, like, kind of help him. He was kind of getting roughhoused. So, whereas Vegeta, it's like, you never put 18 in a compromising position where she would say anything that 17 said, like, what's going on with him today? He got some fire with him. Like, there was no mention of that. You were being toyed with the whole time, and it's like, you were easily dealt when it started really getting amped up and all that.
So, you're gonna, okay, so for you to really try to give it to Gohan, you're gonna take off the fact that Trunks' perception is wrong?
I guess faulty. Perfect. It would be faulty because you never seen the androids actually try, so you don't have a good gauge of how strong they are. The only thing that you would be able to compare it to is what you faced, and what you face has always been them holding back on you. So you saying, oh, they're strong, but not by this much. Their strength is off the charts now. It's like, I mean, you don't even know what them trying is like. So, they could be right here being stronger than they were toying with you because of how weak you were to let you live or whatever. But is that really the best gauge? And then Gohan over here is like slapping up 17, needing 18 to jump in. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see what you mean. See what you mean right there.
Yeah. So, what's up?
Okay. I'm going off by the fact that Trunks have fought them before for years now.
Okay, we still
he's quite familiar. And it wasn't, it's just the fact that, and the fact that Trunks was surprised by Vegeta's power too. Because I think the Vegeta over there was stronger than Trunks.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan Vegeta.
I do. Yeah.
Was stronger than Trunks over there. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's stronger than Trunks.
Mm-hmm. The fact that Trunks was surprised by Vegeta's power, and he didn't just say they were weaker. They were much stronger at that time.
Yeah.
And I have no indication that what Android 17 and 18 were taking the fight seriously with them at all. Cause it's like, I mean, 18. Okay.
No, they weren't taking it serious. But it's like, okay, so let's look at it from Trunks' perspective. Trunks says that they're very strong. Now, all Trunks would see is, or what he would have seen, would be Android 18 slowly beating down Vegeta to the point where he's screaming. So you see him beat down Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you try to help him, like 17 basically slams you and all that. Then you get up and then you get, you know, 18 throws you to Vegeta and then you get knocked out cold after that. So your judgment of how strong they would be based off of those things. Like Vegeta's fight against 18 and then the whole, you know, 17. Now, yeah, I believe they were holding back pretty significantly. But my whole thing is, the only reason why we believe that the androids are stronger here is because of what Trunks said. Otherwise, we would just feel like they were the same. But Trunks saying that, I'm saying his perception wouldn't be good because what he is comparing these androids doing is to what, if we're going by the anime of things, in the history of Trunks, the last time that he fought the androids before he went to go warn them was, you know, when he had the blue shirt. He didn't even have the dark blue one that we see now. He had like a light blue one and he went to go avenge Gohan. And it's like they were toying with him to a degree that was even less than what 18 and 17 were doing in the present timeline. Like you're running around in a house on some haunted house stuff and we're popping up out of nowhere and shooting blasts sometimes. And like you're punching them in the face and it's doing no damage whatsoever. It's like literally the face punch. It's like they're just looking at you pathetically. So if you're comparing that would be the power he would be comparing, I would think, to. You're comparing that. that's like how strong they are, and then for whatever reason you're comparing that to these androids who are actually like trying to knock you, like you got knocked out, like they actually did that, when in the other one they didn't even do that. They just like, they're like face kicking you around and they're basically toying with you. So it's like the gaze that you're using to say, oh yeah, they're so much stronger. It's like, I mean, did you even see the full strength of these androids for you to even say that? Did you see even a good portion to say that? Is your gauge very accurate? That's what I'm questioning with this Trunks guy here. You have an accurate gauge of what you're saying is weak. You wouldn't know. Especially when you were a kid, they were taking it even less. Like, even less.
Okay. Then I'll go with the fact that, okay, Gohan.
Gohan. What that even got to do with?
What's up? Okay, Trunks. Because you say, okay, Gohan was piecing up the androids. Gohan was piecing up the androids till they had to get
He put pressure on 17.
Like the android, 17, like 17, yeah.
Yeah, 17 was questioning, and, like, how he got so strong.
Uh-huh. So the point was like, okay, 18 felt the need to jump in or something. Or 17 was 18, cool.
No, 18 did feel the need to jump in. Because it's not like 17 ever asked for help. 18 just seen the type of trouble that 17 was having. And decided to like Fukake Trunks for a second so that she could go over there and like assist him and like kick Gohan off of him and all that. She felt the need to jump. And not only did she feel the need to jump, 17 felt the need to say, like, he felt the need to say, you know, what's going on with him? Like, he questioned why Gohan was being so different or whatever. Like, what's up with him today? Like, what is this? Yeah. That bag.
Okay. I'm thinking, okay, the fact that Trunks Gohan got killed by Ki Blast attacks. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but they first off
Ki Blast got killed by that. And it's a fact that
you mean a demon or something? Like, yeah, he got killed by Ki Blast. So do most people. Come on, bro. What?
But like consecutive Ki Blast, bro. Like, you people usually get killed by like a Ki wave technique or something like that. They usually get killed by that, like a Kamehameha got a gun or something like that. But
I mean,
you got killed by the consecutive like meteor blast or whatever.
Sure.
And
sure.
It's just the fact that jumping him.
Infinite Ki being shot down until you're dead. Like, yeah, I can just keep doing this forever. And it's two of them doing it. And I mean, their Ki Blast, they're not just some light, they hurt. It's from 17 to 18. Like, it scales to how strong they are. These are strong Ki Blasts. They're not just like run of the mill level C blast or something.
They're strong.
And they're being
scared. I guess it would depend. Do you think that Trunks ever surpassed Gohan? Before he went back to warn them.
Did Trunks surpass Gohan before he went back to warn them? I mean, I don't think so. His performance doesn't indicate that. Gohan was at least able to do well against one of them at a time. He wasn't even able to, like, nah, not before he went to warn them. Definitely not. It's like, you thought you were strong as Gohan, but you don't know what you're talking about.
You say you thought you was.
You thought. You had no idea what you were talking about.
Demonizing Trunks' mind.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at him. Like, in Bulma, you're trying to give, like, sun support. But first off, Bulma, you can't sense energy. So your opinion is not valid. That's number one. Number two is, like, Gohan could at least fight one of them at times. Like, you couldn't do anything to either of them. Like, no damage received from them. It's the no damage. Trash.
I wonder if it was a manga. Damn. Nah, that's probably manga. I can't even bring that up, bro. That's anymore.
First off, you want to go into manga, Vegeta don't even have Super Saiyan, bro.
That's funny. But we're not talking about future Vegeta, bro. Our Vegeta versus that Gohan.
Like, what the? If you do that, then yeah. It's Vegeta all day without question.
That's what I was saying. Like, I don't know much about the manga demon, future hypothetical one over there. I was talking about the first time.
Yeah,
Vegeta wants the one that fought 18.
Yeah, this is all anime. We all keeping it in. Mm-hmm. But if we're doing the manga,
for example,
then it would be different because it's like
there was a statement in the manga. Yeah, there was a statement in the manga where 17, like right before he kills Gohan, states that they were barely or just only using half of their power.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it looks like 17 like does it by himself. Not even no jumping though.
Okay, so it's like, okay, that demon got it.
Even so, that Gohan was still probably stronger than that Vegeta, because like you don't even have Super Saiyan.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with that one. Like that one, look, he got it. He got it. I guess Vegeta's still holding on to something.
So this is my stance.
I can't say sleazy thing. Like, look, Trunks couldn't handle that gut punch from Vegeta or anything like that. It's just
that's crazy. Sleazy indeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trunks right there could be stronger than he was back then, but I mean,
definitely should have had a Zenkai boost since the last time you fought the ones in your timeline, because yeah, you got hit with a Ki Blast point blank and survived, and it wasn't a small attack.
Nah, yeah, he did. So yeah, you would have got Zenkai for sure. So you could be stronger than you were back then, but I need proof people are stronger than Gohan. On them. I say that Vegeta one. So what?
It would just depend on, look, if Trunks is delusional and all that. I had to go with the Trunks look. The fact that he's just saying.
Yeah, I'll say he's delusional. I mean, like, we see what's up, bro. He says these angels are stronger than the ones before, but what are you comparing? Comparing when they're not trying and they're doing nothing to when they, you know, would be trying more? Because 17 has never ran up to Trunks and slammed him on the ground. Like, he never did that in the future timeline. So even him doing that could be him displaying more power than the other one. And the other one, 17 was barely the one who was really hurting him like that. Besides, I think, like, that foot lead thing he had to his face before he kicked him or something. Or blasting or whatever he did. That one image.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're talking about 17 flying over and slamming you into the ground. And then 18 picking you up and throwing you. It's like, they would even just literally physically be trying harder. Whereas the other one, you're in some haunted house running while they're shooting Ki Blasts and you're trying to, like, play, I don't know, hide and seek.
They may, which he's not Jedi, now, because
like, he might be weaker than, they may even mention that he's weaker than Gohan. I can't confirm, but it seems like there would be certain lines that would be said to him about his strength in that little encounter. Can't confirm, though, but feels like they would just say it. But regardless, that's a side note. Main thing is, like, what are you saying they're stronger than them, but you don't know how them even at full strength or really any strength from what we've seen. So why does it even hold weight? Stronger than what?
It's like, it got to a point where, okay, it's the whole punching in the face thing was doing no damage. I bet tired Gohan. I mean, go Trunks.
Super Saiyan, punching in the face, nothing's happening. But even besides that, it's not like you were ever able to land like a good blow or do anything anyways.
He was able to land a good blow on them before.
And it's like, okay,
he actually fought them twice at once. It's like, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's the damage levels and all that? He thought he
killed them, but it goes back to the whole thing. It's like, look, what if they could just max their power to the point where it seemed like what you're doing is doing nothing to them. But there was a point in time where it's like, yeah, they were both jumping him at the same time, and he was able to get a cool dodge here and there, get some blows in.
Dodge here and there, you get some blows in, but was it a cause for concern like when Gohan did it? Was it called concern? Because once again,
it's like they jumped him together. The Gohan one was, you were going for 17 alone, and then they jumped you.
Yeah, but my thing is, was it? Did you get jumped because you got jumped, or did you get jumped because they felt like they needed to jump you? Because that's the thing. It's like 18 felt like 17 needed help and went to help him. Did they have that sense of urgency? Did they have any sense or even expression of urgency when fighting Trunks? Anyways, was there that urgency? Because Trunks can't sense their energy, so he can't actually know how strong they are. First off, so the only thing he would be able to gauge is maybe how hard he would think they're trying, because you can't even sense the injury. So how do you know they're like, how do you even know? He's just talking. Can't sense them. So what do you mean they're stronger? How do you know that? Because it hurts more? I don't get it. They're not trying on you either time. So how are you just saying that? Can't even sense the difference. They're way stronger now. Okay, but you never sensed how strong they were in their full power. They never used their full power. Who knows how much they used on you? You can't even sense them in the first place. So what are you doing? Literally, what are you doing? Delusion.
She said delusion.
Delusion. Can't even sense them saying they're stronger. Delusion. Like, is that like a fat eye opener or what? Like, he can't even sense them, but he's saying claims like that? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Come on.
It would have to be Goku. Okay.
Kama. Sweet Kama.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, really, what does he know?
I wonder. How strong was that Goku in that present? Did Gohan ever surpass him?
How would it help, sir?
Goku at that few, because it's like, okay. Because the whole thing with the angels is that they weren't prepared for him.
Yeah.
And then so they trained and got stronger than they would have. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
And that Vegeta Goku
was stronger.
Yeah, Goku, got stronger. Sure. And that Goku ended up getting that hard virus. Uh-huh. But, okay. Let me see. This one.
Yeah, so you can't really determine how strong Goku was like that. And since this is the manga, we don't even have certain things with that one.
Manga talk.
Certain stuff that can be... Like, the manga is a whole different story. But since we're doing the anime one, you have no way to even tell how strong Goku was, really. And it's not too relevant because... This is like... First off... This is what's over 10 years after that. Future Gohan is fighting the androids after like for like 10 years straight or something. So, you know, if future Gohan was stronger than present Goku, even after training intensely for those 3 years, you're not going to hear nothing from me because 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. Trunks is delusional. It can't sense energy. Simple.
Their energy, yeah.
Now, he could be gauging it by how quickly he was taken out. But again, it's like, I mean, who's to say who was trying harder? How can you even tell? Can't sense them and they're both not trying. So it's like, okay, so what? And they even, I'm pretty sure they mentioned that they kept you, like, they kept you alive to have something to play with. Forget if they said that when they were fighting you or if they said that when you returned, like, to kill them or something. But something was mentioned of that, keeping you around as a plaything. So, obviously, they're not trying to kill you. They weren't trying to kill you in the other one either. But it's just the fact that it's like, I mean, come on. What are you gauging about? That's kind of foolish. Especially since... Yeah, it's foolish. That's the bag I'm in. That's my bag. You know? That's the bag, bro. Like, you know? Like, what you got for me, bro? Yeah. We don't want no dead air and all that.
Yeah. It's like, I was trying to come up with certain things, but they're just getting to the manga talk, yeah, so.
It's like, I would like to revisit this in the future with certain learned information. Uh-huh. Yeah, right, yeah. Now, yeah. I mean, Gohan's top dog, and I can't hear nothing. Trunks is a delusional mess. Can't sense any energy and all that.
All right. Anime talk-wise and the knowledge we have right now, Gohan is doing his dance, yo. He's flexing.
All right. I believe you said you had like another Vegeta thing, or do we
run that by? Was my last one. Yeah, that was my last one.
That's what it was. Got it. Okay. Since we're on the Android topic, right?
Oh, good.
Let's spin back. Let's spin back to when Trunks came to warn him of the Androids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, in 3 years' time, this, and this. Dr. Drew will do this, and this, whatever. Bulma thinking ahead is like, look, she got into her reverse 11 bag. Let's just get rid of him now. Get the Dragon Balls and wish for him to not be here. And it's like Vegeta in the anime, at least, he's like, basically that's stupid because that, by the time you gather the Dragon Balls, it will be too late and all that. Like, it will take too long to gather them. And by the time you gather them, I guess it will be 3 years? I don't know. That was like a weird take.
Kind First off, that's crazy.
It is crazy, especially considering that Goku just showed instant transmission. So it's kind of like, come on. But maybe it was an anime only thing. I don't remember it being in the manga. But yeah, Bulma suggests let's just get rid of him now. Your thoughts?
So which part specifically? The fact that where was Trunks during that time, or
even where was Trunks? Which is another topic. We can discuss that, but. Besides that, not even where was Trunks? Should they have went through and killed Dr. Gero before he did it and all that? Or at least attempted to? Should they have went through with that? Or did they do the right thing in your opinion? What's up? What you think?
I think they did the right thing in your opinion. In my opinion, to be honest.
All
right,
why?
Because, well, long-term-wise, short-term-wise, it would have been better to just get rid of their problems and then everything is cool. But.
What's up?
Without the, it's like a lot of things play out because they needed a catalyst, because these enemies right here would have been a catalyst for like, if they went through and got rid of Dr. Gero right now, who's to say, I mean, it depends when you think Dr. Gero was making Cell, or was everybody in the making?
You know what, yeah, that's a good question. Let's do both.
Because, okay.
First, no Cell.
Okay, first, no Cell. Okay, none of these villains happened. Okay. Okay, so we basically wouldn't have like an Android and Cell saga. And if that were to happen, the same thing would have happened where it wouldn't have been the Android that came out of nowhere super strong that caught them off guard. It would have just been the next enemy. Like, boo. Like, they would have been there, and there would have been nothing they could do about it because you guys weren't forced. We're basically pressured into situations to get super strong. No gravity chamber need, not gravity. Like, that was already a thing, but no hyperbolic time chamber needed. Mm-hmm. No Super Saiyan 2. It's like, boo, it's just spawning.
I don't know if there would be no Super Saiyan 2. I just think that maybe it wouldn't have come so quickly. But I don't know about no.
If there were to be a Super Saiyan 2, it would have been around the Boo area. And even then, I don't think it's like it would have been cool to see, but you would have died.
See, I don't know though. Because when there's trouble, it definitely speed things up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as we know, Goku and Vegeta are not the type to remain stagnant regardless.
That's true.
Like, they would train regardless, bro. So, like, it being a situation where they're just not, they're not strong in any way and they don't improve would be kind of crazy to me because it would be 10 years after Trunks came there. 10 years and there's no Super Saiyan 2 in 10 years?
Yeah, look, I think, okay. Let's just say this, right? I think they will get strong. I don't think they'll remain stacked. I don't think Goku will be Yajiro at Goku level for the next 10 years. That's blasphemous, okay, right?
I'm about
there.
To say, like, we got 10 years.
No, like, they will get stronger continuously, progressively, but you're not going to get the extra boost that you would have had because you're not pushing to certain situations. And there would be no such thing as Super Saiyan 3.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have even thought about that.
Yeah, I can.
Goku will know such things like the Metamorian fusion, stuff like that. Certain crucial techniques needed.
No fusion, no Super Saiyan 3. I'm following. What's up? I don't see the
no
issue.
No fusion, here. No Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah.
Boo spawns, you're not beating him.
Well, first off, okay, because this whole Babidi needing energy thing and all that. It's like, Boo was left on Earth or whatever. And in the future Trunks time, Babidi quietly was gathering energy or attempting to so that he can revive Boo in secret. But he was doing it over a long period of time. Like, it was taking him a minute. Which is why Trunks didn't encounter the whole Boo thing until he did. It's like, okay. And then you start getting to the level where you're almost there and the Supreme Kai shows up to try and help and all that. Just as he would. So it's like, okay, you won't have Super Saiyan 3. You won't have Fusion. But you have 10 years of training. Would they use a hyperbolic time chamber and certain things? I don't see why they wouldn't. Maybe not the first year, but like to ignore that at all doesn't really make sense. I feel like Goku is still going the same path of mastering Super Saiyan and all that. These things just speed it up because it's like we need to get much stronger right now or it's going to be death. But when you don't have that strong, strong pressure, I mean, Goku's never been stagnant. You know what I mean? Like you were trained. This is 10 years and you have Vegeta on your heels too.
And look, the Vegeta and the Gills, would they even train together as a real thing?
No, no, no. Not train together, but it's like if Vegeta goes and a lot of Super Saiyan, he's going to want to come for his Goku fight. I feel like Goku would train. He wouldn't just stay there. Now, Goku may win or lose, but I would go more into that bag rather than maybe other things. Like, the worst possible threat could be Vegeta trying to kill Goku and everybody else.
That's what I was going to say.
That could be like the worst might possible thing because, look, I'm going to die in 3 years. That's cool, but Vegeta probably didn't need that like that. I didn't need that motivation because I was getting Super Saiyan regardless because in the Future Trunks thing, oh, well, but I guess that explains it. Since Future Trunks is a thing, nah, Vegeta wouldn't turn into a Super Saiyan and get crazy because he didn't do it in Trunks' time alone. At least he didn't do it yet, if you want to be a demon like that.
It's like...
He ain't do it. It's like you were a Super Saiyan in the cut screens of the anime, and you didn't try to kill nobody, whatever. You were even kind of devastated, Goku died and all that. And it's like, whatever right there. You wasn't being some insane maniac. And you wouldn't be, because it's not a Majin thing where you would never have a chance to fight Goku. You would have chances to fight him. And Goku died of the virus, but was alive for the rest of the year, so it was cool. Unless it's some crazy argument that's like Vegeta only unlocked it right when the angel was right there, so he didn't even get a chance to be a demon. But I'm not really under the impression he'd be a demon like that. Not in that way. But regardless of that, you have 10 years. I think they would unlock Super Saiyan. At least I think Goku, possibly Goku.
In 10 years,
I think Goku will have Super Saiyan 2, and it's crazy to say otherwise.
Just like how Vegeta, fine, because Vegeta unlocked it naturally. No crazy stuff. You just got through your training. Fine, you get the Super Saiyan 2. Yeah. But.
Sure. Yeah. Goku and Vegeta, Super Saiyan 2. Gohan, though, I'm not too sure about that one.
First off, Gohan is chilling. I don't got to fight. They're strong. Yeah, yeah, I'm cooling. But he's not worried about any of that.
They will be Super Saiyan 2s. Now, would they be as strong as they were in the Buu Saga? No. But can I see them being as strong as at least Gohan in the Cell games? Yes. And that's all that's needed to deal with people like Deborah and whatever.
So, I'm not gonna fight you with that one over there.
So like, sure. I don't feel like it's a problem. I feel like the Boo thing gets settled pretty easily. Boo doesn't come out because basically events come as they come. Supreme Kai, whatever, they do everything they do. There would be no Majin Vegeta because there's no reason for that. They defeat Deborah and all that, and Boo is done. No problems.
Yeah.
As we escalate, it's like Beerus won't even have his. What do you have?
I was watching the movie. He was like meant to wake up like he woke up in like 39 years or something like that. Like he went to sleep like a
he
year
did that,
before.
It's like he already foreseen certain things.
But based off certain actions that were taken. Yeah, I'm like he might not have the dream and wake up like 50 years like at that, he was supposed to wake up at 50 years, but he woke up a few years earlier. It's like by the time then, it's like they're kind of 20 level. Yeah, it's like whatever.
Point. I'm trying to think if it would even, would you even have the whole prophecy thing with it? Like, I'm trying to think.
I don't think so, because I think the full prophecy thing was based off actions that were taken that we viewers have seen. And certain things were not so taken.
I would just say Beers just does his own funky thing, and he's not too crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever with that. So,
East Pass, they string.
And as for the Frieza one.
Yeah, the Frieza one.
I think a lot of the Frieza thing had to do with the fact that it was put in Gohan and Piccolo's hands. And Gohan, who's doing Shitey Man shopping in all of that's hands. And Piccolo, I mean, you could have stopped it, but Piccolo, oh my goodness. But everyone would be on Earth at this time that this stuff is happening. Goku with instant transmission, Vegeta.
Honestly, you're giving them a lot of like credibility with that one, because it's like they wouldn't be alert thinking, whoa, what's going on and stuff like that, because the Pilaf gang were able to sneak in, bro, and do their thing.
The Pilaf gang was able to sneak in and do their thing.
It's like, but it's like Frieza, it's like, okay, the whole thing was like, okay, in the Broly movie, he specifically sent people with low power levels to steal the Dragon Balls and stuff. And these people already know, okay, these people are capable of sensing power levels. We will send our troops who are...
Yeah, but they didn't summon the dragon, though, until, like, later when Chi-La used it to save Broly, right? How did that work?
Because
you stole them, but you didn't use them. But at Resurrection F, not only are you going to get them, but you're going to get them and you're going to summon them on Earth, make your wish, and then think you're leaving. And I'm saying if Goku and Vegeta were on Earth at that time, all that is not just happening without, at the very least, a hello. Like, you might get to revive Frieza, but sneaking away on the ship and flying away with nothing? I mean, no. I don't think so. That's insane.
Okay, it's like, first off,
that's what
the
happens.
Flying in the ship one. They might look.
You ship. You
I don't know about
down.
The flying away one.
That's what I'm saying. You're not just gonna get away, especially if Vegeta is there and he's seeing Frieza's soldiers. He's probably seeing red, because they weren't there. It was like literally only in Gohan and Piccolo's hands in Resurrection F. They off training with Whis and all that. But it's like, okay, the sky gets so you summon Shenron, you make your wishes, and then you get Frieza, and then you leave. You basically just like what? When has that happened? And it's in their presence. You never just get away like that, no. Now, the other one, okay low that power one? Levels, and you stole the Dragon Balls. That's cool, because I came there, can't sense you, and you're taking the Dragon Balls. But you think you're going to take the Dragon Balls, summon Shenron on the same planet that you're taking the Dragon Balls, make your wish, and then leave, and I don't even, scot-free? I just don't believe
it. That's just they're extra cautious, and they take the Dragon Balls to another planet. It's like, fine, we'll go to Mario or something.
On a what if, because that's not what they did originally.
It's like, okay, fine. They're here. Goku and Vegeta, like the biggest threat, they're here. Why would they want to summon the Dragon Balls over there in the first place? I think they're more likely to take it away, to be honest.
They weren't aware that Goku and Vegeta weren't there. They knew of them, actually, and that's why they were being so scared to try to summon Shenron and get out of there as quickly as possible, because they were fearful that the Saiyans would be there. They didn't know that they
wasn't. Shenron grants two wishes, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we buy Frieza and heal Frieza.
Yeah, but why you think they didn't do that in the first place?
Pilaf, like, ran in and asked for $1 million or whatever.
All right. Unless he's a... First off, I'm trying to think. The Pilaf crew. They made themselves younger.
Yeah, and through their Dragon Balls, not magic again.
When was that, I wonder?
I see
it in the manga. In the manga, it was basically... They gathered the Dragon Balls to try to save something in Future Trunks' timeline, and they used it to be younger, and then they just had to go through hell. Like, Bulma basically gathered the Dragon Balls that was going to make her wish to save the future timeline, and they made a wish instead.
Wow.
That was in the manga. That's what they showed in the manga and all that. And then afterwards, Piccolo died, so it was like you weren't able to get your second wish.
Or what the hell?
You weren't able to do nothing after that because Piccolo died. Yeah, it makes them look demon.
That's cool.
Like, future Pilaf.
Just imagine the hell Bulma went through to collect the Dragon Balls, bro. Because she's a regular human.
Yeah.
And this happens.
And then they do that. And then Piccolo dies, like, shortly after. Like, it would be a dick to die right now. And Piccolo died right now.
Oh, my God. They're horrible.
They're literally horrible. They are. So I'm trying to think. I mean, I guess in this case. Ah. I mean, Well, first off,
I wonder why didn't use a Dragon Ball to get rid of Goku's heart virus? What's up?
Yeah, that's another one right there. That's another one. I just want to like wrap this up real quick and all. Mm-hmm. But it's like getting back to that one, even if you for some reason exclude the Pilaf gang in this, we buy okay. Frieza, heal Frieza. You're gonna first off, that's gonna make it even worse because Frieza right there is as strong as Frieza on Namek. So you just healed a weak Frieza, which they'll definitely sense and now come to kill you for sure. That's one. Even if they don't wish to heal Frieza and they wish for King Cole like they were going to do originally before Pilaf stole the wish, it's like two shite leads, bro. Like, don't, you're dead. Goku and Vegeta, get ready. Vegeta, definitely. Trying to revive Frieza? Frieza soldiers? Die. So, I don't think resurrection is a problem either.
And yeah, I think the only way I could see them getting away with this is them like summoning them off world.
But which is what they
Earth,
didn't do.
No, it's at Earth, they're not getting away with it. Off world, they are. So that's like two paths right there.
Off world, they are, so but they wouldn't do it off world, though. That's like a insert them help type thing. Because with, you know, even them knowing the threat of Goku and Vegeta, they still went to Earth and still summoned Chandra. So it wasn't like anything necessarily made them do something that they wouldn't have did originally. That would just be like a, because in their mind they wouldn't even know that it will work off world or something. Like they're just like, okay, gather the Dragon Balls, make the wish. They were even surprised, like they never seen Shenron before and all this stuff. So it's like, to just think that you could do that and just move in that way, it seems like it's a controller up your own. Like you know too much.
Okay, fair enough.
Off world and all that.
Like, nah, too much help. Yeah, fine. It's like they were able to bypass the Frieza hell. By the skin of their teeth. Skin of their teeth.
Yeah, they bypass Frieza's up. And at that point, now,
no Goku Black, because he's like,
yeah, no Goku Black.
Not important enough to, you know,
yeah,
warrant all that. I think Ciampa's still takes the, okay. I see what's up. Because I think, okay, Beerus will still be sleeping, and Ciampa is just, for some reason, at that time, he was stealing trying to steal the Dragon Balls, the Super Dragon Balls from our universe.
Yeah, to do his little tournament fetish and all that. But it's like,
oh, it's like the tournament was to have the Dragon Balls, but this one over there is like, what was he gonna do?
It was a whole competition thing. Like, I get the Dragon Balls, and then it's like whoever wins gets the wish. If he was on some sleazy, okay, I don't need you, he would have just did it anyways. But it was like, because he only wanted to trade Earths as the thing because of how he tasted the food and all that. But it's like, okay, you want to do a tournament. Cool. You came to Beerus, letting him know about the Dragon Balls and what certain things can happen. Beerus will either be asleep and you have to come back later, or he's going to shoot it down and it's whatever. And we don't know what Ciampa would have wished for prior to the whole...
Okay. I'm wondering if we had that exhibition match and we would have seen a slaughterhouse or slaughter.
Nah, no exhibition. Because first off, Beerus, like they wouldn't even know people. But it's like he would be asleep, I would think.
Okay.
And even if it's not, and somehow the whole universe, whatever, is 3 years after Battle of Gods for some reason, which is not. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't really got nobody. You're gonna ask Whis, look for the strongest people in the universe, and then it's them, and then it's like, let's go. That's funny.
That would have been their most viable option right now. Unless they happen to sense Broly.
Huh. Funny. So it's like, look, bro, it's what it is.
Okay. No exhibition match. No Goku Black.
Yep.
Now it's time to go bye bye. Because like, Zeno wasn't originally.
Nah,
no bye bye.
No bye bye. Because
weren't they originally going to be destroyed in the first place?
It's like this. They will have the same outcome that, well, first off, they're going to be destroyed based off certain mortal levels and certain things that influence them and all that, and Goku saved them. But keep in mind that in Future Trunks' timeline is like still ahead of where we are right now, and his universe hasn't been destroyed. So whatever they decided to do, eventually it just didn't fall through. Because if that was the case, Future Trunks wouldn't even exist, because he's in the future. So if they were going to destroy the universes, they would have been destroyed already. But because in Future Trunks' timeline, they didn't destroy them, I don't see why they would destroy them here. That's like the same, basically, you're getting the same outcomes at this point.
Hmm.
Trunks being
y'all
alive
just Majin Buu level at max.
I mean, the more
you it's like the first level was like, I mean, yeah.
It would just be a slower progression.
And Broly Romans, that's all I know.
Oh, for sure. Drop Broly on that plane and he's doing like movie like 8 stuff.
Okay. No Frieza means no Broly because they don't get rescued. So Broly just chills in Vampa.
Precisely. So it's just heaven. Heaven, unless you want to argue for whatever reasons, I know, would still just destroy it.
It's like I'm trying to think of the Future Trunks on why he didn't get destroyed, but that whole thing is all screwed up, yeah.
It's all screwed up, but it's like, all right, Trunks, Trunks has not been as old as that Trunks yet. So clearly you're in the future, and Zeno would have already wanted to destroy the universes by now. So it's
maybe to him, time don't really matter. It could have been like, we're just doing a million years or something.
Yeah,
to us, fine. It's not even within our lifetime, but it was something that's gonna happen eventually.
Maybe.
Like you were set in a path of destruction.
I can't say that. That's like a maybe thing, because he said it here and he was gonna do it. He was literally about to, is a funny thing. If Goku didn't show up and remind him of the tournament, literally was about to destroy the universe. Whereas in the future I can't just say it. Like, I don't know. He ain't do it.
That's like using like the horrible Dragon Ball Super riding against him, yo. Because I swear they didn't think that much into it.
It's video worthy, really.
Like, oh my goodness.
Like, Trunks is alive, so I guess you don't do it, huh? You don't ever destroy the universe.
So I was like, fine.
Oh my god. Unless Trunks went back and it's like, bye bye. The minute he went back and all this.
Oh my god.
That's more fitting than what I'm imagining right now. That's more fitting than him living in timeline. He comes back and Zeno is like in front of his door and he's like, I was looking for you.
Wow. Ego, bye bye. Yeah. You're not supposed to be here. Yeah. That's how, what's the word? Not dark. But not bittersweet either. So my vocabulary is like all thrown out of whack, but
I mean horrible, horrendous.
It's like horrible, horrendous, but it's a more fancy one.
Okay. I mean look, yeah.
I'm morbid. There.
Yeah. Quite morbid for sure. But I'm liking that better. For sure.